Hello, wonderful people. My name is Ochenga.
And my name is Kongwa, and you are listening to the We Care podcast.
And if you don't know us, we're just two college students that really want to talk, and we love talking.
We do love talking, and better yet, we love talking about serious conversations. We go in depth as we discuss, debate, interview, and have fun. And we have conversations that we want you to be a part of.
We want you to be part of conversations that are Christian, real, authentic, and empathetic.
Yes, so don't leave just yet. We're about to get started.
We are here, guys. We are here. Second season.
Finally, I am so excited for this conversation that we're going to have with all of these amazing individuals, Ochenga. But I'm not going to lie to you. This conversation topic is kind of hard.
Yeah, I've been feeling lonely. Like, especially with quarantine and stuff and everything that's been happening in 2020. We've been single.
We are single. And I think we were having a conversation and you said that it was cuff season.
Yeah. Now they call it cuff season. People get married or engaged. I don't know. Like for fall, it's cuff season. For spring, it's ring by spring.
Okay. Well, I don't know how I'm living, but I've not gotten that cuff yet. And I've not gotten that ring yet. So
you're not going to get it from me.
Oh, okay. Well, yes, that's right, because I did turn you down. So,
oops.
Yeah, we'll also be talking about rejection.
We'll talk about rejection.
This is going to be verbal healing for Ochenga. But it's okay. I've been turned down before, too, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you and I, Ochenga, we're both in the same boat of singlehood right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who would talk about singleness other than professionals and singleness? Us.
Right. We have that degree. And it's really hard, but you cannot be in a relationship without first being single.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot be in a happy relationship with somebody else without being happy to be single first.
Tell him.
Boom. That's the conversation, kind of the conversation that we're going to have about people who are in a relationship, how it was whenever, you know, they were single, and just about, you know, trusting in God and waiting for our time.
Yeah. And we're going to see, like, what is God talking about singleness? Mm-hmm. And we're going to ask some of y'all, like, what do y'all think about singlehood? Or what are some things that people have told you about being single?
Yeah. Because we all know what we believe. Like, singlehood, it could feel lonely. It could totally suck. Like, we could think that we're only single because there's things that we need to work on. But do you really have to be perfect in order to be in a godly relationship?
I don't know.
Ooh, that's a question.
I don't know. That's for the Holy Spirit to do the work. You know what? I'm just going to go stuff myself with some muffins that you have given me and go cry about my singleness, and it will come back after the break.
All right, Ochenga.
Bring me the box of tissues.
I will. I'll order the Kleenex on Amazon with Prime. All right, y'all. We'll see you later.
So, guys, of course, in our episodes, you know the drill. We always go on Instagram and we ask y'all to ask us questions and about our topic. And so we can discuss and talk about our topic. And I said topic a lot.
You do say topic.
So, Kongwa,
it's your favorite word. It's the word of the night.
So, Kongwa, please tell us what are the questions today?
So we do have three main questions. Mm-hmm. And we'll just spend about 2 or 3 minutes on each one.
Hopefully.
we talk a lot. Okay, so the very first question is, what are some benefits of being single?
Benefits of being single. Wow. I can start with that. Benefits of being single. I think one thing, you have yourself, honestly. Like, you have to take care of yourself. Amen. You don't have to worry about somebody else. I'm not saying, like, you don't have to worry about somebody else. You can work on your, like, personal journey. For example, let's say you have a bucket list, or you want to do a bunch of stuff. Like, personally, I do have a bucket list. I want to, okay, that's going to sound so weird, but nobody's going to, okay, I'm going to say it anyway.
No judgment.
But I really want to go to a spa all alone for the, like, just being single. It's like, you know what? I want to do that before I get married. Because after that, everything gets expensive. Yo,
you can pamper yourself, send yourself some Valentine's Day notes. It's not lonely, it's called self-love, and that's important. You're investing in yourself. I would say, to answer this question, there's a lot of self-investment, there's a lot of self-discovery, and there's a lot of time for you to be able to do what you want to do without thinking, oh, my boyfriend or my girlfriend, they're waiting for me back here, or I have to wait, we have a couple's fun, like, I can't spend money and do this. No, you're literally free. You take yourself out on dates, you treat yourself.
Yeah.
So that's my two cents on the very first question. And I think that also answers this.
Wait. Oh. I want to add some biblical value to it.
Oh, please.
Okay, since I'm not that great at memorizing verses, but I like to summarize stuff and paraphrase. Okay. You remember when Paul was saying that, you know, he was not married or anything.
Right.
But he did say... Please don't come at me. He did say, like, you know, if you want to get married, get married. But he said, like, for me, it's best for you to be single to serve God and you have more time to focus on God and everything. But you don't have to get married. But if you want to get married, you can get married. So, ministry wise, you can and serve and have more time. For example, let's say if you want to be a missionary in another country and go and do all these things, it's easier for you to be a missionary on your own.
That's
if you want to go and plan. But if you're going to be a couple or married or something, you have to consider your family, consider all these things and complications and stuff, you know.
Yes.
So ministry wise that's what I think.
Oh, that's really good. That's a really good perspective. So if you want to be single for life, be a missionary. All right, next question. I'm kidding. I am totally dead.
I'm flabbergasted. Let me drink on my lemonade. So our next question.
All right.
What do you do when you want to connect but you can't trust yourself?
See, that is a beautiful, relatable question. I want to take this from the psychological perspective.
Okay, my psychologist.
Thank you. So, looking at it from our basic human biology, our bodies are built on self-preservation, meaning that our sympathetic nervous system is going to do whatever it takes to protect itself. That's why we have the fight and flight. And that's why we have such an increased amount of cortisol sometimes in certain situations in order to elicit that fight and flight response. And I think that in order to answer this question, we have to acknowledge that there is a subconscious part to all of this. There's definitely a part to us that is trying to protect us from danger and preserve us. And I feel like if it can happen physically, it could also happen mentally. So there might be something, a deep fear hidden within the mind of this individual that this person, their mind is aware of it, but it doesn't know how to put their finger on it. Like, okay, maybe I got my heart hurt before in the past, right? And I didn't think it was as traumatizing as an event until 5 years later. I have the opportunity to get with, I don't know, Benjamin, whatever, it's a random name. And all of those feelings start coming back up. And I feel that fight or flight. Should I fight for this or should I flee from this? What is this? I think that there's a lot of emotional hurt and trauma from the past that does have a part to play in the decisions that we make. And I mean, we call that determinism in psychology. I honestly believe that if you want to trust yourself, acknowledge what you've been through,
what's hurt you in the past and be real with it. Be real with the fact that it hurt you. And I believe that we can, as Christians, bring it to the feet of Jesus. That God, there's this unhealed, unresolved part of me that I need to let go of in order to fully move on and trust myself.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I agree with you. Another thing that we're like, I'm going to answer this question with a question, but also answer it, is it depends what makes you think that you're ready. I'm not saying like you're not ready to be in a relationship, but sometimes some people, instead they are hurt in something, you know, I'm just going back to what you say, they're hurt, and they think that getting to a relationship will solve the problem. Okay. But sometimes you have to solve some issues within yourself before getting into a relationship.
That's true.
That does not mean, because if you, you know, hurt people, you know, if you are hurting and you go into a relationship, your hurt, if you don't let go of your hurt, then you're going to be hurting your partner. Mm-hmm. This is the reason why, you know, therapy, counselors, they're always recommended, you know, because there's a lot of things that you don't, like, there's a lot of things that you do that you don't know that you're doing because of something right. that you hurt in the past.
Right.
Another thing, like, you know, behavioral science, you know, I'm a social work major.
Hello.
But, you know, cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yeah, CBT.
CBT, which is another thing that helps, where I realized that there were a lot of things that I do and some beliefs and concepts I put in my head, and I didn't know why I act this way. But when I sat down with my counselor,
mm-hmm.
and they took me back to some memories that I don't even remember. Mm-hmm. It's because of the trauma and made me forget
exactly
about what happened. And then when I face it and I deal with it, and this is how I feel ready. And from a biblical perspective, you know, the Bible, I just want to say, we cannot trust ourselves, you know? We cannot trust ourselves fully. You know, don't trust your heart, but you can trust God. And if you are a follower, that's for me, that's how I see it. Like, if you're a follower of Christ and you have Him in your heart, you have the Holy Spirit in you, and you are abiding by God, and you put the words of God in your heart, then you can trust Him. Because the heart is deceitful.
That is very true. That's why the psalmist said, Lord, check my heart. Check me. Because
mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. We can look at it biologically. Like, people can get, like, an x-ray and look at our heart. But we don't know, like, the scars and the trauma and the hurt and the pain that we've been through that's really silently motivating a lot of our behavior unconsciously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is the reason why you should always come to God with surrender. It's like, God, if there's anything that you don't want my heart to have, or you don't want it to happen right now, just take it right now,
right.
and take it away. And there's some things that where you don't have to wait to be fully ready to be in a relationship,
right.
but it's some things that God is going to work with you and heal you through it in your relationship. I'm not saying that you have to get in a relationship to heal from it, mm-hmm. but God is going to heal you through that relationship. It's all going to end up with you and God.
Amen. Yes. Ooh, preach, preach.
So what's the next question?
All right, so the next question is, okay. Somebody saw a post that singleness does not truly exist, and they want us to discuss why that might be. Oof.
Oh, okay. I got a good one. So I went to a church, and I went to a church, and a person told me, and the pastor said that singleness is a whole number. You know, you're not missing a part, and it made me think that technically you're not single, because God is always with you.
Right.
But also, we do have that longing. We do have that longing into being in a relationship, because God created us to be, you know, beings that connect with others.
Exactly.
So I do want to say the singleness does not exist, but at the same time, it exists in two ways. Spiritually, it does not.
Right.
But physically, it does.
I agree with that. I do agree with that. Spiritually, we're never alone. Because even, what does that scripture say? Now, y'all don't come at me. it says, let's see, even before we knew him, he chose us, something like that. Even before we called on his name, he called on ours. It's somewhere in like Isaiah, I believe. But yeah, even before we accepted God, we cried out to God. He already had us in his hands. He was communing with us even though we weren't being receptive. Mm-hmm. So spiritually, we're never alone. Mm-hmm. The scripture clearly states that he will neither leave us, he will not forsake us, that he is always with us, even to the end of the age, period. So we're never alone spiritually, even though we feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
I would say physically, yeah, we can be alone. Like, I mean, what's your marital status, sir?
Singleness.
Thank you.
Sadness. Die aloneness.
But still, you can commune with other individuals while being single because we are, as you say, we're social beings and mm-hmm. social creatures. So we're always communing, but our status is still going to be single.
Yes.
Boom.
And you know that God created us, like, you know, in a way, like, we do not only connect with words. We mm-hmm. connect with art. We connect with touch. We connect with a lot of things, with other people. So God is a spiritual being. For example, yes. like, I need somebody to hug me. I need somebody's body, warm body, to touch my hand. I mean, God is not going to be like, you know, you need to touch my hand. I was like, okay, that's when I'm, like, screaming and run out. And I'll be like, this is when the black person dies, you know, in a horror movie.
Okay.
But I feel like, I feel like if we don't have to go into that relationship, we don't have to go into relationship to feel like we are whole or like we are whole or like we're messy. Like if we have friendships, we can content of our friendships, mm-hmm. you know? Maybe right now it's not the time for you to be in a relationship and you just have to rely on God and ask God to be like, mm-hmm. hey, I don't know how to be content in my singleness. Help
right.
me.
Right. And the really sad fact is that there are a lot of people out there who are in relationships, long-term relationships, or, you know, they were in a short-term one. You could be in a relationship with somebody and still feel single.
Ooh.
It's very heartbreaking. So singleness is not just saying yes to somebody, not always. It's a lot about the commitment. It's about the investment. It's mm-hmm. about the quality time that you mm-hmm. spend together. It's about learning each other's love languages, delving into one another's past, and above all, choosing to love one another every single day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just as Christ, like, he's made that. I believe that Jesus makes that decision for us every single day. Like, his mercies are literally new every single morning.
Yes.
He makes that choice and that decision. He's not shackled to anything or any choice, and Amen. Nobody can force him to do that. He chooses to forgive us because he chooses us every single day despite our flaws. That's how we know that verse is true. Draw closer to me as I draw closer to you.
Yeah.
Yes, he's continuously drawing close to us, knocking on the door. We just need to answer and, you know, answer, respond, and open up.
Yeah.
Right. So spiritually, we're never alone. Physically, we can be with somebody and still be single.
Yes.
It's a lot more about just saying yes.
Yes. It's not, singleness is not just physical.
Mm-hmm.
It's spiritual. And mm-hmm. yeah, the status being like, I'm in a relationship. A Facebook post does not qualify you being in a relationship.
Oh,
there's
no.
so much more.
Thank you. So can I ask you one more question, Ochenga?
Yes.
Okay.
What's
how, I love this discussion so far, by the way. These are some good questions. Y'all, please, on our Instagram, via our email, however so, if you just see us, ask us questions. We love answering them.
Yes.
The We Care podcast?
Yes, the We Care podcast.
Okay. So my question to you, Ochenga, is how can a person develop a healthy mindset about being single?
Oof. A healthy mindset about being single.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard because that's something that I have to keep telling myself. Mm-hmm. I think one thing that I started doing, I stopped and then I'm going to go back soon, is actually praying for my future wife and having a prayer journal. I have a prayer journal for my wife.
Okay.
Because honestly, me being single is not only about me. It's about her too. Maybe there's something that I'm going through with my life. I have to go through my own journey to eventually find her. Mm-hmm. And she has to go through her own journey to eventually find me.
Right.
You know? Right. I don't believe in the one. I believe that the person that you choose is the one. God has plans and stuff. That's just me. But you have to pray for that person. Because that can be the one thing that gets your mind off. I have to be in a relationship. I have to be in a relationship. We're living in a society that's full of, how do you call the word? Instant gratification.
Yes.
Where we're like, hey, being in a relationship is not like I'm hungry. I'm going to get a bag of popcorn, pop it in the microwave, and ta-da, I'm full after I eat the popcorn. There's a lot of work in and outside.
Mm.
So working from the outside of your relationship until you get into relationship, even if you know the person that you're interested in to approach or not.
Right.
That can be a way of developing a healthy mindset. Because if you don't work on these things and trying to know, work on these things, sometimes you might drive yourself crazy and get into a relationship not for the good reasons. And sometimes it can be because of lust. And sometimes it can be because of just unhealthy coping mechanisms.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my two cents. What about you? You forgot the question?
No, I didn't.
Let me remind you the question. How do we develop? You asked me the question.
How do you develop? You forgot the question too.
No, I didn't develop
a healthy mindset.
I did not forget it. I just started laughing because your face.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Answer the question.
All right. So how do you develop a healthy mindset? There are some points that you talked about, Ochenga, that really interest me. Like, before I even answer that question, you don't believe in the one? What's that about?
That's another tangent. But, yeah, okay.
Okay, I guess we'll just leave that to our listeners. I believe in the one because of the book of Hosea. If we look in there.
Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm, where God commanded Hosea to marry a prostitute for a reason. It was very symbolic. It was metaphorical. And I believe that if God has ordained an individual to be with another person, that it will happen and it will come to pass. And that our judgment is not above God's judgment and who he set for us before the beginning of time. That's my two cents. Ochenga has his two cents. Go ahead and leave a comment or
do you want me to answer that or do I leave it to them?
We're going to leave it to them. Yeah, that is a whole nother tangent. All right, y'all. Do you believe in the one? Yes or no? Let us know. But to answer this question, how do we have a healthy mindset about being single? I would say look for the purpose in the season. I heard this one quote that says you can be fruitful in any season.
Ooh.
Because despite what happens, Jesus is he provides the increase.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And even in the desert, Like, what does the scripture say? He makes ways where there is no ways. He makes rivers in the desert. He makes a way through the forest. Like, I believe that he can make something out of this season if we give it to him.
Yeah.
Even with the mustard seed and a little bit of a mustard seed of faith,
mm-hmm.
he can move mountains.
Yep.
Even with our brokenness, our singleness, all of that, he can make something so much more out of it. I believe being in a spirit of humility and going about it from a spirit of God, how can I grow and what would you like to teach me? Going before him and saying, God, this is bothering me, but I want to know, how can I grow and what would you like to teach me? He's a teacher.
Yeah.
He will teach us what we need to know about ourselves.
Yeah.
He will reveal things that were inside of ourselves that would have come out in a relationship.
Yes.
And I'm really grateful because I'd rather deal with my temperament issues right now while I'm single rather than be in a relationship with somebody for 15 years and have that pop off.
Yep.
I'd rather deal with all that stuff now. He would teach me and he provides the increase, as it says in 1 Corinthians.
Yeah. You have to deal with that that nerve that's gonna pop off your brain.
Oh, I know. I'm trying to cover it right now. My hairline's going back too. Anyway, there's a lot of things I'd rather deal with now while I'm single rather than later. And so I think looking at the blessing and the beauty rather than the brokenness and the emptiness, because if we focus on what we don't have, we'll forever thinking that we're missing something when Christ is all that we need. And I think that what he has, who he is enough, and mm-hmm. what he can teach us is a blessing. So looking at the blessing rather than what is missing.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. if I look at my bank account and I'm like, wow, I have $500.
Yeah.
But I don't have a million.
Mm-hmm.
I'll continue to look at my bank account of what it could be instead mm-hmm. of the blessing about yeah. what it is.
You know, one thing that I want to add, that, you know, what is the common denominator between a healthy single person and a healthy relationship?
Hmm.
God.
That's it.
That's all. God. If you do not have God in your life as a single person
mm-hmm.
or in your relationship, then relationship is already missing. It's incomplete. And I know you're going to say, well, I know a lot of people who are not Christians. They are not Christian. They are in a happy marriage. Indeed, they are in a happy marriage. But they're not in a marriage. They're not in a happy marriage the way God intended to be, you know? I'm not saying like what they did, their marriage is wrong, but it's just more like there's a potential.
Right.
What could it be?
Oh, thank you. Yes.
With God, your relationship could be a lot more better, a
Amen.
Lot sweeter.
Amen.
And
I don't want a happy marriage. I want a joyful one.
Yes.
Because joy never ends whenever it's with the Lord, because he is the fountain of living waters.
Yeah.
I'd rather have a joyful relationship, because that is... whenever the joy comes from the Lord,
yeah.
it will be sustained,
mm-hmm.
not by ourselves, but mm-hmm. by him. And
yeah.
he has an endless supply of it. I believe that it is good to be happy in a relationship, of course. But you got to be happy when you're single first,
yeah.
hun, before you get in a relationship
yeah.
with anyone else. Two halves, two broken pieces do not make one functional whole.
Mm-hmm.
It does not. So going in a relationship whenever you're complete and full, just like you said, think about what more could be.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What more could it be with God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see all these characters in the Bible. Why did I say characters? People. They're real people. You see all the people
book.
That we know them
mm-hmm.
in the Bible, their life became so much better
right.
when they... you know, added God. And so much better, not meaning like it's good in the sense of what we as Christians, we as the world wanted, but better because God kept reminding them of the goodness and of his closeness with them.
Amen. So to kick this off, or to wrap this up, sorry, we do have some advice from one particular individual.
Can we take a break, though?
Oh, yes. Let's go ahead and take a break. And then we'll go ahead and wrap up with some advice and some scripture and some prayer. All right, y'all. So thank you so much for tuning in. And go ahead and send your comment. Don't forget to respond to us and let us know. Do you believe in the one? yes or no, and we look forward to hearing your comments and responses after this short break. All right, y'all, welcome back. So we're going to go ahead and read off some advice that one of your peers gave to everybody in regards to relationships.
Okay.
All right.
Let's listen to that.
Okay, so he said, the perfect person doesn't exist. Find somebody that you can grow with. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Yes, God moves in many different ways, but you also have to put in some effort. Mm-hmm. Having standards is good, but having a long list of minor requirements isn't. Mm-hmm. Courting should definitely be a thing. Mm-hmm. It's okay to go on dates, so shoot your shot and don't be scared. Don't rush into anything. Wait on God. You can still be happy in your singleness because it's not forever. Wow. Oof. Thank you.
It depends. Okay, I do. About the singleness, it's not forever, because there's some people that are not going, they're going to be single forever because they don't have that, you know.
Just like Paul.
Yeah, just like Paul. Some people want to be like Paul.
I'm sorry, I was laughing because I didn't know which part that you were referring to. But you're right. For some people, singleness is definitely a calling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I wanted to say about the standards. He is right. It's good to have standards. Like, always have standards. Never lower your standards. Because if you're going to lower your standards, you're desperate. You're not desperate. Are you? Mm-mm. You're a child of God.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. God has standards. He had boundaries too.
Yes, he did.
So he did not lower his standards just because he wants to be with us. So we should have standards.
Because, we definitely should.
Yeah, because like, he did send Jesus to take the fall and all that, but God, his character, he never changed. What is right is right, what is wrong is wrong. Somebody had to pay the price, mm-hmm. and it was Jesus. And I want y'all to take that thought of how God acts with us into thinking about relationships.
Right, right.
Because minor requirements, like blue eyes, blue whatever.
It has to be at least 6 foot. Bulk, has to work out 3 days a week.
I mean, it can work, but I'm just going to say, like, it's not build your boyfriend or build your girlfriend. We're not like, how to call it? Build a bear market or whatever it is.
Build a boyfriend workshop with God. He doesn't really work like that. No, like, mm-mm.
But it works sometimes. It does.
It definitely does. Because I do have a friend who, she did have a list of preferences. Mm-hmm. And out of the 10, the 10 soul preferences that she wanted, God met 7 of those and moved and helped change her heart for the other 3.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we grow.
Because there's some things that you have to change also, because sometimes the standards that you have
are crazy.
Have to be changed. It's like, no, mm-hmm. I'm going to do something different. You know, when you paint and then you make a minor mistake.
Yes.
You cannot just throw it away. Minor mistakes are opportunities for, you know,
Bob Ross.
You know, for Bob Ross and do everything. what do you call it? Little mishappenings?
Little mishappenings.
Yes. Oh, no, wait. Bob Ross says something about that, about mistakes. There's no mistakes. There's just little something.
New beginnings?
I have no idea. Y'all
it's only happy mistakes or happy accidents.
Yes, happy accidents.
Yes.
I think so.
I think so too. Oh man, don't come at us for this.
I just want to say that there's no such thing as a mistake, like when it comes to, just like go with the flow. Another thing I wanted to add, courting. Courting should be a thing, guys. Dating is okay, but courting also should be a thing. Don't think like, oh, my grandma, my granddad did courting and it's too old or something. Look, sometimes courting should be in your standards. I have a friend had courting in her standards.
Right. And if that other person that you're pursuing or that's pursuing you respects that, then that's a good sign. But if they don't respect the fact that you have certain boundaries, mm-hmm. then maybe this person is not the right run for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what else do you want to say? Do you want to add anything about that? Because I said my piece.
Ooh, let's see. I would say, yeah, definitely. Shoot your shot and don't be scared. Well, you can be scared and shoot your shot. It's definitely okay. I mean, we've all seen Space Jam, right?
Yeah. Do you know that they're making a reboot? Well, not a reboot, a second one, but with I forgot.
Honestly, I did not know.
But they're making another one.
That is exciting. Okay, I have to go after I see Wonder Woman. But I think that yes, definitely shoot your shot because it's one thing to be like, you know, you're praying and you're on your knees always asking God, 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 can I have somebody or will you send this person to me? And they come. But you say nothing, boo-boo. What do you expect is going to happen? I'm sorry. I think that if you're going to be praying for something and the opportunity comes up, we cannot stay silent, but we need to use our voices and trust that God's given us favor. God's given us wisdom in our words, and God's going to go before us in grace and be the light and lamp at our feet as we take that step of faith and pursue this person.
Yes, and what's gonna happen in the end? You're gonna be single anyway. If it doesn't work out. If it doesn't work out, you're only gonna be single and rejected. And then you have to pay a lot of hours for counseling. But yeah, that was so harsh.
Was really harsh. was this your one in for go to counseling as a social worker?
Yes, go to
Yes, go to
counseling.
counseling. Because either way, if you're single, you're single. There might be things that you need to work through,
Yes.
honey. But yes, I do believe that it is important to shoot your shot and believe that answers to prayers are not always going to be the most audible, obvious things in the world. Maybe it's just like this little hunch. And, you know, it could be that still small voice that's speaking to you that's saying, just go for it. It may
Yeah.
not work the first time or the second time, but to pursue somebody is to not give up on them. It's not to become a stalker and, you know,
Yeah.
harass them. It's to, you know, understand their boundaries, but you know, just show them that they're loved and that they're cared about and that you're interested.
Yeah. And then just in the end, I just say like it's the season of singleness, it is season for growth.
Thank
You
you.
know, it is season for growth. It is season to just discover what God has for you. You know, don't look at it and be like, oh, this is the time for me to wallow and cry and all these things. You know, sometimes you can be like the animals in Bambi, winter, hibernation period, you know? And then afterward, there's spring. Whenever you're spring, you're gonna get a ring. Ring by spring, a
Or cuff by fall,
chinga.
You're right. This season is a blessing. It's not a curse to be single. It is, and as two professional singles,
I can tell you, tell your friends.
Right. It is a blessing to learn and to grow and to not be, for me, like I don't think it's being tied down. I just think that as I said it's a lot of investment. And if you're not ready to be in a relationship, then we shouldn't be crying about being single while we're still single. So either way, what we have is a blessing.
And a relationship is not a band-aid for your hurt or your scar or anything. So go into a relationship when you're healthy and when you're ready.
And whenever you're whole and whenever you're happy.
But remember, who makes you whole?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen.
So guys, of course, you know, I'm gonna wrap up and we're going to tell you about our Instagram page. You know, you want to interact with us, you want to talk to us, see our beautiful Instagram. Don't forget to go to the_wecare_podcast.
Don't forget that God cares about you and that we care about you too.
And I hope you see God in whatever situation you are going through. See you next time.
See you.